Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Dalton Castle, wrestler, AEW, Ring of Honor, and more in studio with us. Old radio friend and friend.
The only person in this room who's ever been on the Family Feud.
Ooh, celebrity Family Feud. Don't discredit me.
You
I'm famous.
You met Pee Wee Herman.
I did. I beat Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah. You were playing. The Arquette family was playing the Rubens family.
What? So embarrassed he died.
Oh, come on, man.
Yeah, you killed him.
He was fighting cancer during that show, which like none of us knew.
Yeah, right?
Crazy.
He really did. But that had to be fun, right?
It was actually incredible. We did so good. To the point, like, there was a bunch of other wrestlers on there. Jack Perry from AEW, Peter Avalon from, he's also an AEW wrestler. RJ City, who hosts most of the pre-shows for AEW, myself, and David Arquette. All wrestlers, two of us world champions, all four of us have wrestled for AEW except for David.
Right.
And then on the other side was S. Apatha Murkison, Joe Manganiello, Pee Wee Herman, and Drew Carey.
What an odd mishmash. What family was that on the other side? Pee-wee's, people available?
Pee Wee's family.
Yeah, it was the Rubens group.
Yeah.
With Drew Carey. Okay. Yeah.
A ringer. A guy who hosts his own game show. He hosts The Price is Right, which that feels like a cheat.
Does that carry over? You can read games on one show so you know things from a category on another?
I think he's definitely got an up... a hand up on us.
I would think so.
I've never even on a game show. He's on one twice a day, four times a day.
He's got
all the answers.
That's
they
probably
even
true.
Gave him one of those skinny little microphones.
Oh, that's pretty hard then.
Yeah. It is.
It's hard to deal with.
Against that.
Actually, he didn't get to talk at all. We did so good that Drew Carey never said a single word. Go watch the episode. They show his face, not a word out of him.
He never got to participate.
I also talked to him. After the show, RJ and I were talking to him, Drew, and we brought up the fact, like, isn't it funny that we're the wrestling team and Drew Carey's the only one in the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame?
What, really?
He's in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Is he really? He did something with WrestleMania at some point, probably?
Yeah, he goes... Oh, yeah, I guess I am. He totally forgot it. It meant nothing to him. It means the world to so many pro wrestlers. He's like, it was just like a Sunday.
I was in town. So.
We have an event.
We have kind of an embarrassing Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame story. At the last second one time,
Well, there's a couple of them. There's one in Iowa.
There's one in New York State also,
right
up by
Amsterdam.
Oh, okay.
Where I started my pro wrestling career.
Yeah. Okay. So we get a call from the radio station in Albany a long time ago, and they said, we need you to do this interview, and you can air it on the network, and if not, you can air it just in Albany. Okay. Who's it with? Mick Foley, Mankind.
Oh, that's huge.
So that's really fun. So we would have done that one no matter what. And then they said, what's he doing? And so they send us this one-sheeter about the Hall of Fame. And so we start talking to them, and they did not give us a lot of full information. It was like they took a piece of typing paper and wrote Mick Foley Wrestling Hall of Fame. And I thought that he was being inducted. So I said that to him.
Because it would make sense.
Yeah. Because
add those two lines together. Yeah, that's what it equals. Yeah.
And he said, wait, I'm being inducted?
Oh, no.
And I said, yeah. Are you pretending you didn't know? I said, did I just break news? Because I really thought he was. And he goes, I thought I was just presenting, but my God, this is a huge honor.
Oh, and then, no.
Earnestly, he was saying it like
yes.
this?
It seemed yes. earnest. And I'm like, so we get done, and like he hung on the phone for a second, and I go, I got to be honest, I don't know if you're getting inducted or not. And he goes, well, I guess we'll find out. Thanks, guys. He was totally cool about it, but I don't think he did that day. I mean, I'm sure he's in he's happy, probably in the WWE Hall of Fame and everything else.
I don't know.
But yeah, he was like touched.
He's like, I can't believe it.
Oh, man. Hey, you're about to be king. You are the reason this party's happening. Get out of here.
Yeah. He's like, I was planning on leaving early.
Man. The disappointment when he
sat there all day watching these other jabronis go in. He's like, I'm Mick Foley.
It would be like wrestling, though, to like just spring up an induction to a Hall of Fame on somebody, like it's a surprise. Usually you know it's happening.
It's usually a big deal.
Just thought of this today.
And the winner is...
Do you think there's a chance you'll go into the Hall of Fame tomorrow night with AEW?
I mean, if
at
Mick
the arena
Foley,
Van Andel?
Yeah, if you are hosting it, of course I will. Yeah. Say whatever you want
I'm
going to
speak it into existence right now.
No, I'm too busy tomorrow. I got the fundraiser. I can't do the Hall of Fame. Yeah.
What's the oddest place you've ever wrestled? Like, we asked John Cena that one time, and he wrestled some luchadors in Tijuana in the parking lot of, like, a Super 8. And then he told us they only spoke Mexican. And we said, what? And he said, I mean Spanish.
Oh, yeah. So, deliver.
Oh, the oddest. All right. So, like, the coolest was I was the second ever pro wrestling match on a cruise ship.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So, Chris Jericho hosts the, like, wrestling cruise every year.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
He's done, I think, 4 or 5 times. But when the first one, I got to wrestle Matt Taven in the second match ever. And it was the coolest gig I've ever had.
Like at the breakfast buffet, or where were you?
They set up a ring right next to the pool.
Were you wrestling for dry eggs?
I love my
sausage. Some guy's got a plate of bacon, adding salt. I'm going to die before the pinfall.
wrestling for vaccinations.
I'm sorry.
I feel like a wrestling cruise ship would be the best place to watch the belly flop competition that happens on every cruise ship.
Yes.
Do y'all do that? Because I feel like wrestlers would be the best
do
belly
you
floppers.
Do all do that?
I think they'd be the best belly floppers.
Do you like to belly flop?
Of course.
Are you very good at it?
No, I didn't do much time in the pool or anything like that because that's where all like the activities happen. But what I learned quickly is I love being out in like the sun and laying out and just relaxing. and wrestling fans do not. So, like, the sun deck was, like, always open.
Oh, that's pretty
open.
Awesome.
I spent most of my time there while the belly flopping was happening.
Okay.
That's pretty fun.
I've also wrestled in bars. I wrestled in, like, a rodeo in Quebec.
A rodeo? Like, so they paused?
Set up a ring real quick?
Were you wrestling a sheep or something?
I mean, it wasn't. There was a rodeo outside, and then inside there was the wrestling show is happening, but everybody files in, go to the wrestling show, and then after they go, you know, tackle some steers.
That's pretty awesome.
That was a diminishing moment for me, because I was remembering...
Describing it as a diminishing moment.
Well, I remember like going to like a carnival when I was younger, and like we went. There was a freak show there, and this is like a real freak show. You know, mm-hmm. You pay 3 tickets. And there was a thing called the Gorilla Girl, where like this woman claimed to be a princess will turn into a gorilla. You go in. This is real.
Right.
Yeah, this is the Barnyard Carnival in Rochester, New York. 11 years old, and it's like 4 p.m., daylight, in those tents, and it's bright. You go in, there's this woman in a bikini in a shark cage, and you just gather around this stage.
Why is the gorilla in a shark cage?
She's not a gorilla yet. But she
obviously,
could be,
you need protection for when
any
she
moment.
Does.
And it's not dark, but they got like lighting, so to make it fancy. And then just like a recording starts, and it's like, Golbera, turn in, transform, and goes over and over again. You see, like, her image turn into a gorilla. She's behind 2-way glass.
Yeah.
This picture appears.
Yeah.
And then it goes, like, kind of black, but it's still, like, light out because it's a tent. And then this guy in a gorilla suit, well, I'm genderizing, I don't know, it was a gorilla, kicks open the door, and this big, like, explosion sound happens, and the 6 of us in the tent go, ah! And then he steps out, and the recording continues to go, back up, gorilla girl. Back up. She goes right back into the cage.
Dang.
And then you leave. And I was like, oh my God, that's somebody's job. She goes town to town.
That was the day you realized you wanted to be in showbiz, wasn't it?
Yeah. She puts on a silly costume. They play some lights and some music. And then she goes, dances in front of these people. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm the gorilla girl. I'm at a rodeo, putting on my outfit, coming out to this music and dancing. Oh, that's why
great.
I'm doing the fundraisers now.
For the fondue?
Fondue fundraiser for space at the Van Andel tomorrow. Same time AEW is going on. Buy a ticket to AEW and then come to my event.
Down in the basement. Just going to get something to
Down
eat.
In the basement.
Down in the basement, yeah. Gorilla Girls playing. It'll be there. Boys!
Where are the boys right now?
They're napping. They get tuckered out from travel.
I bet they do.
I bet, yeah.
I bet they do.
They sleep in a cage.
Who are the boys?
Well, I got lots of boys. I got plenty of boys. The boys prime, though, Brent and Brandon, they come out with me. You know, they help me get in the ring.
Okay.
They dress me when I get too hot.
Oh.
They cool me down.
You have dressy boys? Yeah.
Dressy boys?
Dressy boys.
No, they're very underdressed. I keep them.
Yeah.
You've never seen the boys?
Yeah. Aerodynamics.
They operate shirtless. Very well as step stools.
Yes.
And thrones.
Yeah. They carry a nice peacock feather.
Yeah.
They do a real nice job with that.
I saw them eating out of your hand recently.
Yeah, I feed them charisma crumbs every once in a while. I got to perk them up.
Yeah. There we
go. And I dish that out to everybody. I come to the ring.
It's really nice.
I connect with the audience. I go right down the barrel of the camera. I want to get in their soul. I want to make your heart pump. I want to fill your blood with electricity.
Man, when you this is a dedicated wrestler. When we went and saw Dalton perform here in town with Ring of Honor, he got us tickets. So Dalton, you knew we were there.
Big star.
And then we made our way to the aisle when you were exiting after winning a match with two other people, like a 3-man battle in street clothes. You were in street clothes.
Yeah, I didn't even wear knee pads that
night. And he's walking out, and he gets past almost everybody. And we're like the last ones before he goes through the curtain. We're like, Dalton, it's us. And he walked by us like we were fence posts. And so
I think he hit one of us. Didn't
afterwards,
he
shoved us down. So like 10 minutes later, I get a text going, hey, did you guys make it tonight? And I'm like, did we make it? Are you serious? And so we go back.
We were just dumb fans.
We're standing there talking to you, and we go, did you seriously? Because we thought you were doing a bit, like. Yeah, I didn't see.
Well, he's in character.
He's like, I had no idea that that was you guys. That was hilarious.
You were focused.
I mean,
I get
it's
tunnel
good.
Vision when
you
I'm
should.
Out there.
You
yeah.
Does it ever? I want to know if this is a compliment or if this is something you're sensitive about. That you're the second best athlete ever to come out of Greece Athena High School in Rochester behind Jason.
John.
No.
Oh,
J Mac, the guy.
I'm the second. J Mac above me?
The kid that made all those 3-pointers that time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were at school at the same time.
Jason McElwain.
He was younger than me.
Is he?
Yeah, yeah. He was. That dude, I would see him at like the we'd all work at the YMCA.
He went viral. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That dude loved high school sports. Like, he knew everybody's stats.
He won an ESPY. God bless America.
Oh, so
that's right. Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's
a pretty high bar.
He's pretty.
Who were
famous.
You going to say?
John Wallace. We had an NBA player.
The Syracuse basketball player, yeah.
And that's about it.
That's fine. But did you wrestle in college as well?
I did. I wrestled the
collegiate
NCAAs, yeah.
Like Greco-Roman style or amateur wrestling.
Three-time All-State, Greco-Roman state champion. Let's go down the whole line. I went to the NCAAs my junior year.
You did?
Yeah, yeah. And
like attended it or competed?
I competed.
Okay.
I've seen it.
I'm going to a football game this weekend, but I ain't playing.
That's awesome.
I mean, J-Mac sunk a bunch of threes, and all I did was score a second in the conference 3 years in a row. Just 3 years. Just kept losing in the finals.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where's that guy now?
Me or the guys that beat me?
The guys that beat
they
you.
They all ended up being national champions that
they
year.
They did?
Yeah, pretty
okay.
wild.
Okay, well, that's nothing
to
be ashamed
that's
of.
Saying something then.
Yeah, but I should have. Broken their knees. If I just like, because like you see the guys before the match. If I could have like showgirls them down the stairs, I would have had a leg up. It would have been great.
That would have done it. Dalton Castle in studio with us on Twitter at the Dalton Castle.
That's me.
PlanetPeacock.com to get a variety of shirts with
his
faces.
ThePlanetPeacock.com.
And you're doing what is it? Twitch stream.
I Twitch. Yeah. I haven't been up there often because I've been traveling a lot, and sometimes I get home a little sad, so I don't have the time to. But on Twitch, I'll paint. I'll get on there and like
Yeah, you paint a lot.
Yeah, it's like really helped me the last couple of years. It's great.
Yeah.
I started doing it like secretively at home, and then I was like, yeah, I like watching videos of people paint. So like I did the Twitch stream, and it turns out other people are like me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird. Sometimes like I chat with them and then we come up with like a painting. Last thing I did was like a dog with hands, human hands. I don't know how we got there, but like after 2 hours we ended up with that painting.
Is it oil? Watercolor?
No, I do acrylic.
Okay. Yeah.
Finger painting.
I'm a messy fella. Yeah, acrylic wipes up easier.
Of course, wrestling tomorrow night, AEW Collision at Van Andel Arena. That show is going to be there. You'll be at the show.
I will be.
You were telling us that, yes, because of your previous event.
I'm upset with the company.
You don't know if you'll be wrestling right now.
No, well, I know I won't be wrestling because I'll be at the fondue fundraiser.
Okay.
For space.
What if they ask you to wrestle?
Well, I mean, we might be able to work something out. I love to wrestle.
Okay.
It's hard for me to say no. So, I'll do it. I'll wrestle if they ask me to do it.
Do you have any matches you're still salty about? Like, you got screwed or you should have won other than the high school ones?
No, the ones
where you lost to those really good guys? But, like, you know, real life, the ones now?
Yeah. Every time, actually, I've been brought out of Ring of Honor and I've been put on AEW, like, television. I've got to do Dynamite. I've got to do Rampage. I've got to do Collision. These are all live programs on TNT and TBS. I've lost those matches. So, like, every time I get brought up, it's like I keep dropping the ball and failing. Those eat up me inside.
Is that why you're doing this fondue thing?
Yeah, to stick it to them. I'm trying to raise a bunch of money for space. And then I look down and they're like, who is the champion now? As I'm flying my way to Jupiter.
With all your money.
All your space money.
Well, man.
Yeah, I wrestled Chris Jericho last year in October. It was almost a year ago.
Yeah.
And then I was never seen of again because he cheated. Samoa Joe, I just recently wrestled and couldn't pull it off because he kicked me in the clown. And like nobody did anything about it. They break the rules.
Yeah.
And then
I don't like that.
Yeah.
No.
I don't like clown kickers. They're rude.
I liked them back in like the '70s. Their stuff was great. Yeah. Like, their later stuff sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. I is good.
The unplugged clown kickers.
Doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And then they took the makeup off. What do you kiss?
Yeah.
All right.
You're too
Dalton,
old to look
it
good
is
now.
Fantastic to see you. Go see Dalton, AEW Collision.
Wait. Let me say something about Kiss real quick. I saw
Paul Stanley. It would have been a real mistake not to.
I'm not stopping. Paul Stanley as the Phantom of the Opera in seventh grade in Toronto.
What
you
did you just say? Yeah. I am so glad you stopped us for that.
Did he play the Phantom?
He played the Phantom and he crushed it.
Wow.
Yeah. Came out. His mask was a star. It wasn't, but it should have been.
I would have believed it.
He really
right?
missed an opportunity.
Yeah, he's singing the music of the night, guys.
So it was like, it was promoted as Gene Simmons is.
No, Paul Stanley.
Gene Simmons could never pull that off.
God. Yeah. That's what,
maybe Raul, but yeah. Never.
Maybe a Technicolor Dreamcoat, but the Phantom.
No,
if he could do any Andrew Lloyd Webber, it's definitely Joseph.
I feel stupid for getting that wrong. I feel really dumb. Dalton Castle, everybody. At the Dalton Castle.
God.
ThePlanetPeacock.com.
Thanks, guys. This was great.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.